you know, everyone's going to have an opinion. That's just life. Opinions happen, opinions come, opinions go. You are dating somebody and they ask, when are you going to get married? You get married and they ask, when are you going to have a baby? You have a baby and they ask, what, only one? You know, that's just life. Opinions, everyone's got an opinion. They're always going to have an opinion. I think the pertinent question is, though, who are you going to listen to?
This is the Faith and Life podcast from the W Talk Network. Faith for your everyday life with Toby Olujimi.
Okay, so I'm literally recording this one straight after the other one I've recorded. And so I'm still sitting here, I'm still chilling with my conditioner in my hair, just sharing my heart with you guys. If you haven't listened to the other podcast, please go back and listen to it. Hopefully it blesses you. Comment, let me know what you're doing. Let me know what your thoughts are. I want to hear from you. I genuinely want to hear from you. It's not a plug, I want to hear from you. but today with this one, God gave me a word anyway, because I wanted to share with you, and it's opinions, opinions, opinions. Everybody's got an opinion. It's just something that you can't avoid in life. And so I really wanted us to talk about it from the life aspect, because how are we supposed to live a life of faith if we're constantly focused on the opinions and of others? And when we were talking about, you know, stepping out on water and, you know, following the dreams of where we are and where we want to be, you know, one of the points that, you know, we were discussing was the fact that, you know, when Simon Peter looked around, he became distracted and again realized the presence of fear. And that was because of the opinions of others. I think one of those things could be the opinions of others. Everybody's got an opinion about you. And if we're completely 100% honest, unless you've completely made it, and if you have, then I genuinely need to hear from you, because I want to know how you do it, genuinely, where you are only 100% focused on the opinions of God for your life. That's the aim. I'm not near there. I don't know if I've crossed the 50%. I think I have crossed the 50%, but only with time and only with heartache. But I'm nowhere near the 100%. We need to get to the stage where the 100% voice we hear, or the 100% perception we have of ourselves, the 100% opinion that we take on board, is that opinion from God to us, who God says we are. But when that's diluted, and that's what it is, a dilution, by the way, when that's diluted by the opinion of your mum, of your dad, of your husband, of your wife, of your sister, of your best friend, which, to be honest, sometimes it's not even those opinions. It's usually the opinions of haters, of people that don't like you. When those opinions exist, and they will always exist, which is fine, but when those opinions then affect how you see yourself, it affects your faith life, and it affects how you live your life of faith. Because then, before you know it, consciously or subconsciously, you are adjusting your life to those opinions. I'll start by telling you a real story that happened to me, genuine real story that happened to me, and then I'll tell you the scripture that God placed on my heart for this podcast. But okay, so we were at a wedding. I went to this wedding with my middle sister. And we were looking good. Is that okay to say? Yeah, because you know, Christians and people of faith sometimes say that that's arrogance. But you know, I'm a big believer of just being honest. And yeah, I felt like we looked good that day. So we went to this wedding. It was a wedding of a friend, a fairly kind of distant friend. And so there were a lot of people there who actually I would not have seen ordinarily. And I, although they're, you know, old friends, should I say, that I would not have seen ordinarily. And I had not seen, in fact, for a very long time. And so I went with my sister. My husband actually at that time was actually quite unwell and so couldn't go. So anyway, being the good wife that I am, while my husband's on his sick bed, I went partying. No, he did say I could go, to be fair. And, you know, it's always good to support others. Anyway, so my sister and I went to this wedding, and my cousin was there as well. A lot of people outside would not have known that he's actually my cousin, because you just wouldn't have known it. But he's my cousin. He was there too. Said hi to my cousin, said hi to some friends, like, you know, partying as you do. It was great vibes, a great wedding. Sat down at a table with my sister and with a group of girls there who, again, I know. I don't know that well, but I know. Greeted them, like, you know, as I said, I thought it was great vibes, like, you know, you caught up, how are you, small talk, even ventured a little bit beyond the small talk, like, it was fine. Then my sister and I got up, and I don't know, maybe we went to dance, maybe we went to mingle, I can't remember where we went, to be honest with you. But my cousin was also at that table, unbeknown to them, they did not know that was my cousin, and they started talking about me. Now they were just saying things like, this girl thinks she's too nice, you know, who does Toby think she is? You know, just rubbish, really, which actually I'm not going to keep voicing on my podcast to give them airtime. But they were just saying rubbish. I can't even tell you verbatim what it was, because when my cousin obviously came back to tell me, I didn't want to hear verbatim, but we'll move on to that later. Some people, we want to hear it, tell me exactly what they said. Tell me exactly what they said. Like, sink it into your heart. Like, you just keep meditating on it over and over and over and over again. They called you a cow. They called you a cow. They called you a cow. And then it's just like deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into your heart. And when you kind of just keep meditating on it, whatever that opinion is, and then you make it take root in your heart, it's really difficult to pull up. That's tip one. Like, don't meditate on the ish. Like, don't meditate on the rubbish. Like, don't give it airtime. Don't even ask them verbatim what it said. Ask them what they said about you. Don't ask, say it again. What did, tell me again? Like, what is it really? No. Don't do that. Cut it really quickly. Cut it short really quickly. If you come across aloof, if you come across abrasive, if you come across, that's fine. But it's best that you cut that off rather than try to marinate it into your heart, because when you marinate it into your heart, we're dealing with something else. You know, first, the thing I can tell you about the opinions is cut it off. So my cousin came back to me. Do you know what? He came back to me a couple of weeks later. He said, who were those horrible girls you were talking to? I didn't even remember. I said, who was I sitting with? It took me a while to sit down who I was. And I said, I was sitting with X, Y, Z. You'd love me to say their names, right? Look at you. I was sitting with X, Y, and Z. And he was like, do you know what they said? And he told me what they said. And he said, do you know what? I had to go back. And he goes, what are we going to do to change their opinions of you? That was the question that did it for me. Such a great question. And he said it is from such a place of love. What a darling cousin, right? He was like, this is not you. This is not you at all. Like, the way they were talking about you, I was like, I kind of wanted to stop them and say, this is not you. Like, that's not Tobes. And he was like, what are we going to do? What are we going to do to change their opinion of you? Bless him. And I was like, nothing. I don't need them to change their opinion of me. And that's what I say to you today. It's not about you going to and fro X, Y, and Z to Mama X and Auntie Z and Uncle Y to try and get them to change their opinions of you. It's about you adjusting how you see yourself so it's exactly how God sees you. You cannot change the opinions of others, but you can change how you see yourself. If you are attempting, if you're listening to this podcast now and you're trying to adjust or change yourself so that someone else thinks differently about you, it is futile and a complete waste of your time. Your time is better suited somewhere else. Please believe it. Please get it, baby girl. Tell me now, if I'm speaking out of turn, I don't think I am. I'm telling you in love, don't do it. It doesn't matter. You can't do it. They may like you one day. They may not like you another. So if you're adjusting your life so that they like you, it's futile. So I said, I'm not about trying to change their opinions of me. Even if they had been close, they're not close friends. Moreover, some of you are trying to get the crowd to change their opinion. The crowd. You don't even know them personally. Trolls on Facebook. Trolls on Twitter. You don't even know them. And you're trying to get them to change their opinions of you. There's no point. And had they been close to me, again, I wouldn't, even with the people that are close to me. And this is where it gets tough. This is where it gets difficult. Let's be honest. Because when it's the person, people close to you, it's like, that hurt. When it's the people close to you, it's like, oh my gosh, why would you think that about me? Why would you think X, Y, and Z about me? But even those people do not try and change their opinion about you. Work on you. Work on being a better you. Work on getting how God, if you are 100% and exactly how you see yourself, exactly how God sees you, okay, maybe you have more time in your hands. Maybe you can move out and start getting other people to change their opinions of you. But if you're not 100% love, sit down and work on that. Get on the word of God. Meditate. Instead of meditating that she called you this, she called you that, this, she said she thinks you're too nice. Instead of meditating on those things, go to a scripture. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Meditate on that. Let that marinate into your heart. Let that seep into your heart so much that the godly confidence that comes out of you, that they thought you were too nice before, they're going to think, oh my gosh, this girl thinks her ish don't stink. Because the godly confidence is so strong. He prepares a table in the presence of my enemies. Like in the presence of haters. That's what Psalm 23 says. It says, God prepares a table in the presence of my enemies. Like, trust me, if God's preparing a table in the presence of your enemies and you're sitting down chopping on chicken and your enemies have to sit there and watch it, they're not going to have good opinions of you. They're not going to love it. It's not going to be an enjoyable experience for them. But you better eat that chicken anyway. This is what I'm saying to you. And so I said to my cousin, I'm not going to try and change their opinion of me. I'm going to work on me. I'm going to try and dig out the issues that I have because I've got issues. I'm going to try and believe what God's saying about me, you know, and I'm going to try and get that opinion. And one of the scriptures that I really wanted to talk to today came from Mark chapter 8. And it's from verse 26, and it's quite short, so I hope you don't mind if I just read some of it. And it says, and Jesus went out and his disciples into the towns of Caesarea. And by the way, he asked his disciples, saying unto them, by the way, like, you know, having a chit chat kind of thing. He said, whom do men say that I am? You know, who do men say that I am? To me, I class that as the they. Like, I put a status update recently, and it's so true. Like, the, you know, when you're dating someone, they're like, when are you getting married? When are you getting married? Okay, so you adjust your life to form that opinion, then you get married. And then when you get married, people are like, when are you gonna have a baby? When are you gonna have a baby? When are you gonna have a baby? So again, you adjust your life and you have a baby. These are huge things, by the way, huge things, life-changing things that you're changing for your life so that you fit in with other people. Life-changing things that you adjust in your life so that they like you. Like, massive things, you know? Then you have a baby and they're like, when are you having another one? My baby's like, when I'm recording this right now, just had a baby and he's 7 months. Would you believe people are asking me when I'm having another one? Can you imagine? If I started adjusting my life to the opinions of other people, I tell you now, there is no end to that road. You'll adjust everything to do with yourself, and then they will then want something else. Like pouring water into an empty bucket, it does not end. It's just a road that you need to completely get yourself off of. But Jesus is interesting. He said, who do they say that I am? To me, this shows the humanity of God. It shows that Jesus was 100% human because we care. You know, I'm not saying that hopefully we can live a life free where we don't care. But even as I record this podcast, I do still care. I don't really care about the people I don't know. I don't really care about those girls on the table. I don't think I've seen some of them since, and this was a couple of years ago. But there are people in my life that I do care. I'm not saying, you know, live a life where you don't care what people think about you. I'm saying live a life where you don't adjust your life to what people think about you. Don't change who you are so that it's in a better place, so that people like you more. Don't change who you are so people like you more. Jesus obviously cared. I think he cared. Or why would he ask? If he didn't care, he was somewhat interested. You know, if you don't want to take that he cared, he was somewhat interested. He was intrigued. Should we use that word? He was intrigued. He said, whom do men say that I am? And verse 28, you know, some of the disciples said, John the Baptist. Did Jesus then become John the Baptist because that's what people said that he was? No. Elijah, others said. One say prophets. You know, there's always mixed up stuff. Some say you're fat. Some say you're ugly. Some say you're skinny. You know, some, how does it, you know, some say you need to lose weight. Some say your hair's too long. Some say, I'm not about that wig life, she uses wigs. It's all mixed up, a nice little mixed bunch. You can't even begin to transform who you are to adjust to all of that noise. Like, you just can't. Don't do it. Listen to this podcast and free yourself immediately from that. And then, as I said, he then went down to it. And to me, this is the intimate. This is where it gets difficult, because these are the people that know you or should know you. You know, this is your husband who you share a bed with. This is your mum. This is your sister, your best friend. He's like, who do you say that I am? Who do you say? Opinions. Who do you say that I am? And Simon Peter, God revealed and God placed it in Simon Peter's heart. And he said, thou art the Christ. And he called him who he was. And that's wonderful. And I believe that everyone needs people in life like that, where they can tell you who you are. Not where you are, because that's the thing about opinions. People like to call you where they met you. And for some people, you've evolved from that. And that's okay. Like, if you don't want to be my friend anymore because I'm still not doing the foolishness I used to be, then maybe they're not your friends at all. But when you have friends in your life that are calling you into your greatness, that's exactly where you need to be. And he called them. But even so, Jesus said that was not flesh and blood that revealed that to you. That was God. And that's wonderful. But even so, it was like, I feel like Jesus was happy that Simon Peter put himself in a position to know who he was, but he didn't adjust his life to the opinions of them. Opinions come, opinions go, especially in the days of social media, where people feel like they know you because they've seen a picture of you. Like, set yourself free from it. In order to live a life of faith, like a practical life of faith, you need to turn down the volume on opinions. That should be your tweetable for this, that turn down the volume on opinions and increase the volume on the opinion of God for your life, because God has an opinion about you too. Do you want to hear it? You're fearfully and wonderfully made. You're a royal priesthood. He's pulled you out of darkness into his marvelous light. You give me ashes, I give you beauty. These are the opinions of God about you. He looked at you, he was pleased. These are the opinions of God. Like, you know, if God has an opinion, like, you want to kind of listen to that opinion, because, you know, he did create the universe. And this is what he's saying. Turn that volume up and turn down the volume of other people. And that's exactly where I am right now. I used to really struggle with it. I'm not going to lie to you. I used to really struggle with it, because people used to say, oh, Toby's this, Toby's that. Like, oh, man. Then you before you know it, you try and adjust yourself so they like you more. We're talking about walking on water. We're talking about pursuing purposes, living a life of faith, like being happy, like abundant life, like actually being happy in our everyday lives, experiencing the joy of God in our everyday lives. You cannot do that running helter-skelter, trying to make everyone else happy so that they like you based on an opinion, not even on truth. Jesus was not John the Baptist. Jesus was not Elijah. These are not truths. There's an opinion and there's truth. Don't adjust your life to something that's an opinion. Adjust your life to the truth. And the truth is what Jesus says that you are. Okay, guys. That's my podcast for today. That is the Faith and Life podcast. Faith for your everyday. Let me know, as usual, as I said, I want to know what you think. What have you got any experiences of really negative things? Could you imagine? That's another thing is, don't talk about people. That could have gone all the way left. I could have said, who were they? Let's go to them. Did you know that was my cousin? Did you know that you were saying all of those things in front of my cousin? Like, come on, like, let's use our mouth for positivity. Like, let's talk about things that are positive. Let's talk about things that make each other better. Let's talk about things that build up other people and not tear other people down. Like, let's empower each other. Like, that's what we want to be doing. That's the important thing. That I'm about that life. You'll never catch me sitting around a table with girls speaking negative about another girl. Or another human, just put that aside, put gender aside, another human being. My time is better spent. So there is a lesson in that too. Like, don't be the person that constantly has the opinions. You know, it could, if you're that person that constantly has the opinions, just always know that there is an opinion and there is truth. And you probably don't know the person intimately enough. You certainly don't know them as intimately as God, their creator, does. So just don't have an opinion for everything and everyone. Focus on making yourself better and serving people. Like, all the way real, right? But anyway, that was just a sidebar. It just came to me, so you know I had to say it, right? So yeah, let me know. Let me know. Tweet any tweetables in this. Let me know. And just tweet and share the podcast and let you know. And also, Wednesdays, my sisters, my girls, they are also about that life too. We have the W Talk podcast. It's a little bit different from this, but I know you'll love it because we're talking about pop culture. And I produce that podcast. So I chip in where I can. And, you know, let me know if you're downloading that podcast too. If you have any questions, any topics, anything you want us to discuss, comment below. But if you can't comment because it's confidential, but you want me to address it, then email us because my team will pick that up. And that's info@thewtalk.com with the subject header, Faith and Life Podcast. Tell me, what's your issues that we're dealing with? So then I can pull it in a podcast and respond to you. I can't wait to hear from you. I'm excited about this new podcast. I know it's going to be great. I know it's going to bless your life. Can I just quickly pray? Because I just feel like I want to do that. Take a breath. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this podcast. Thank you for this day. Anyone that is struggling with the opinions of others, you know, or even the opinions of themselves, Lord God, that we're going to deal with in a separate podcast, but just opinions. I pray in the name of Jesus that they only listen to one voice and it be you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Okay, thank you, ladies. Until next time. Love ya.
This is the Faith and Life Podcast from the W Talk Network. Faith for your everyday life with Toby Olujimi.